like to remind everybody about our Listen Live number has changed to, write this down, 717-528-3960, 717-528-3960. The podcast number 641-793-9840. So you got 717-528-3960 and 641-793-9840. And also, you know, there's been a couple people looking for like the David Icke interview, a link or what have you. You want any of those links, you can email support@thepowerhour.com or just call 877-817-9829, hit extension 2, leave a message, Kat will get back to you. I know these things, sometimes they get confusing on the website. There's a lot of information there. And we want to make sure you get that. David Icke interview was, I thought, fantastic, fantastic. What's James McKinney's good. Yeah, what is the answer? The answer is to say no. That's the answer. Yeah, that's why I'm such a not arrogant. I'm not arrogant. I am firm. I am firm with these people on the elevator. I'm not arrogant. I'm not mean. I'm not anything. I'm firm. I'm firm in my position. And that's the way I'm staying, as long as I'm able. James McKinney is going to join us in just a second. Kev had one more question for Joseph. And I think it's an important question. I should have asked this follow-up. You asked him during the break. Go ahead. Joseph, you still there?
I'm here.
Go ahead, Kev.
Okay, Joseph. If how feasible is it if everybody buys silver coins, you know, silver bars or whatever, how feasible is it that we, if everybody buys it, we break the hold that the big banks have on silver, and silver reaches its natural level? And what is the silver should be right now?
I think when investors take delivery and demand physical, the game is over.
And what will silver be?
When you say game, what do you mean game? You mean the whole game? What do you mean game? What game is over?
The manipulation is over. When investors take demand of delivery, they want the physical instead of the paper. There's not enough physical to settle the contracts, Daniel.
Go ahead with that other question, Kim.
So what if we do break the grip of the banks having on it, what would silver be right now?
$50.
$50?
At least 50.
Yeah.
That's its all-time high, right, basically?
That's the all-time high we saw in 1980 and 2011, Daniel.
Well, you have gold at or close to its all-time high. You have Bitcoin way over its all-time high.
Yes.
And silver is like almost half its all-time high. That doesn't make any
That's
sense.
That's correct.
And how feasible is it that we can do that? Is it very feasible?
I think it's very realistic. Again, it's not a question of it. It's a question of when the market does it. It's going to do it. It's inevitable.
Why is it inevitable? Yeah. Because people are going to wake up and say, I better have it in my hand. Why is it inevitable?
Because people are waking up every day to the true state of the economy and what's going on monetarily all over the world. They realize you've got to own physical gold and silver, and they're moving into this market very quietly, but we're seeing consistent buying, Daniel.
Usually when the price goes down, the buying goes down, but it really hasn't been that way this time. Prices went down a little bit, and immediately demand went up, not down. Is that what you're seeing also?
Yes.
Wow. Anything else you want to say about this? This is very – how important is this subject for us to be able to be free of the financial manipulation that's upon us?
One of the most important things in our lifetime. No two ways about it.
Wow. Wow. Anything else, Kev, you want to ask him?
No, just everybody buy gold, silver and gold.
Let me give you Mike's phone number one more time, ladies and gentlemen. 573
Mike's
334-1108. 573-334-1108. He does not pay to advertise. You guys a little while ago wanted me to find a good person. So I'm telling you, he's a good, not only is he a good person, he's a very good gold and silver guy, and he's not going to screw you over, because a lot of them will. And you have a question, he'll tell you about the different coins. You can know nothing. You can ask the most basic question, and he can inform you, or you can ask the most complicated question. And also with that, it's very important that you check out straightmoneyanalysis.com, his newsletter, Joseph Meyer's newsletter, and subscribe to it. He's got a great special. You can call him directly. Very important, ladies and gentlemen. I think this is a good thing you may want to consider. Last comment, Joseph, before we get to James.
Always a pleasure to visit with you and Kevin. Thank you for having me, Daniel. It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Absolutely. God bless you. There he goes.
See you, Joseph.
That's a sharp guy. When it comes to financial.
He knows what he's talking about, for sure.
Yeah. Another sharp guy, one of my absolute favorites. I don't have
mine
favorites.
Mine too.
Well, he's my wife's favorite, for sure.
I call him big time.
Him and Daniel Estelin are my wife's favorites.
Big time McKinney.
Yeah, James McKinney. JMCCSCI.com is his website. JMcKinneyScience.com is another way to say it. He's a tier one scientist. He's taught at the highest levels of university in America. He's best friends with Carl Sagan. Just kidding. And and he's here on the Power Hour. James McKinney, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thanks, Daniel. And I was listening intently to your discussion there with Michael and about the gold, et cetera. I wanted to, about a week ago or 2 weeks ago, there was a demand for physical gold. It went out on the world markets and the suppliers just ran out. They couldn't manage the demand for physical gold. And it happened overnight. And somebody that may be more attuned to that, I didn't catch the entire story, but that did happen about a week ago or 2 weeks ago, maybe it is. It leads into the topic that I'm looking at here, and that is that people have lost any confidence in government. Joe Biden got booed I call it the stupid bowl, the Super Bowl, the woke stupid bowl. And Americans are just turning this off, and they've lost confidence in government, which is important. And so that tells you that people are looking for their own future. I have accountants who've told me that they will no longer comply with tax law, that they no longer will they'll do whatever is possible for their clients on behalf of their clients. Not that they're going to do illegal things. They're not saying they're doing anything illegal, but basically just saying, hey, gloves are off. We're not helping the IRS anymore, to extract money from people. And this is a very interesting time, too, because with all of the unemployment of last year.
You there, James?
Yeah, with all of the
See, James, you said something very dangerous, and so you got cut off.
That was quick, wasn't it? Somebody with their finger on the button there.
Yeah, they usually wait a little longer. Let me back, before you get further, let's just illuminate a little bit about what you said. So you're saying that, I think maybe what we've been waiting for, that Main Street, real Main Street America is fed up and they're not buying into this anymore. And they're going to, like you said, these accounts, not that like they're going to cheat or anything, but they're not going to give the benefit of the doubt to the IRS anymore. That's what it sounded like.
Yeah, right. And the IRS, from what I understand, is strapped. I mean, they're trying to keep up with stuff. They've been given other things to do, like send out these stupid checks. You know, the government borrows $80,000 to your $1,400 or $600 or whatever it is, and then gives the money off to the teachers union, none of whom are working, gives it to
LGBT union in Belize or some, I can't even remember, Pakistan or wherever it was.
Yeah, you don't even know where this money is, vast and vast amount of money. And then they say it's to help the public and stir the economy. No, it has nothing to do with that. They always make it sound like this is for the benefit of the children, bleeding heart all over the place.
This makes me very encouraged, you hearing this from you.
Absolutely.
This is, and I've had this same discussion with my aunt. And she, because I'm obviously very concerned about the way the election went. It's obviously it was a rob. It was a robbery in plain sight. This, I will never get over it. He is never, I will never call him president. This is the worst thing politically that I've possibly ever seen right in front of us, usurping our God-ordained right to determine our self-will and our self-government. It's awful. And I've been discouraged that this has happened, but my aunt, what you're telling me, that it really, maybe they've gone too far. Maybe they can't work this back. Maybe they, people are be like, wait a damn minute. Maybe they're starting to feel like Power Hour listeners, for the first time.
Well, you know, I was thinking about this because for the last 4 years, we've been talking about things, we've been doing things, and I get the impression that people would listen and they think that somebody else is out there doing something, or maybe Trump was doing something and that would all get cured and they can sit back, go home and talk about it at supper. It's beyond that point. There's nobody in government that's going to do anything ever again. They're talking about, oh, maybe Pompeo might run for president. Hey, if that's what you're thinking about it, you're barking up the wrong tree. There's nothing ever going to happen again out of government that's going to do anything for you or your loved ones or anybody you know, whether you think about it or not. I mean, so that realization is very important. That realization is something that people have to come to on their own and go, you know, and a lot of people didn't believe before, but they went out in massive numbers for Trump. The only problem is that after Trump got out of there, the insanity came back tenfold, you know.
Well, that maybe that's what's triggering it. Maybe this is, you know, my aunt thinks maybe people need to see what socialism is really like.
Right, exactly. And then, you know, the only problem is now you've got the, you know, inmates running the insane asylum and they're in control of the military and the Department of Justice and the FBI and the intelligence agencies and all of whom can mess with you as an individual. That's the only problem. But as far as people finally waking up and realizing, hey, this government thing ain't working. It's broke. It's terminally broke. It's like when you're a little kid. I had a little rabbit when I was a little kid, I remember, and it got in the mud and all dirty. And when we washed it, it was never the same. You know, it's like, that's a little kid story. Don't cry. But it's the same thing. People are, you know, the rabbit got dirty. You tried to wash it and it's not going to be the same. It's time to move on to other toys.
My concern, all this, and you kind of see it, you know, 20 years ago, people were talking about the Patriot Act. The Patriot Act is not for, or whatever it was, 17 years ago, whenever it first came. The Patriot Act is not for terrorists in, you know, a turban in the Middle East. The Patriot Act is for patriots. Right. And my concern is they're going to push, you know, you can see a situation where they push the wrong people, they push the wrong group, they do something. They're going to push the wrong person, whether it's organic and real or whether it's a provocateur and set up. Something's going to happen where they're going to say, you know, enough's enough, and they're just going to start shooting people or doing something very violent. And then that's going to, oh my gosh, we need the blah, 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 fill in the blank. What's your thought about that kind of line of thinking?
Well, it's part of the game plan. It's part of the game plan to provoke the provocateur, to provoke this next phase. So doing that is exactly part of the plan. That is part of the plan.
How does somebody at home, you know, Grandma Jones or grandson, whatever, sitting at home listening to this show, how do they take that information? I mean, that, we already had a slap in the face from Joseph Meyer last hour. How are we supposed to take what you just said?
Well, it's really just comforting to know, and this is already happening, where you have people, the FBI breaking into people's home, hauling them away and making up crimes. Of, you know, major crimes like, affecting the election. There was one guy who was, put some memes on the internet out of Florida. They go and break into his home, haul him away and charge him with, you know, a 10-year prison sentence, for sending out some information on the internet,
like jokes. They're like it's almost like political jokes.
Exactly.
It's
yeah.
not even, gosh.
Yeah, so, you know, the goofiness is there. And so what they're doing is they're politicizing. They're going through the FBI. They're going through the CIA is already there. And filtering it out, anybody that may have had any leanings toward, and they did this with the police a long time ago, where they got rid of people who would not turn on their own grandmother, literally.
Does this make you hesitant or a little afraid to speak your mind?
Well, yeah, and that's what it's all about. And that's why, for example, I mean, we're kind of going in this direction. But what I am telling people to do is just simply you have to get your own food supply, your own water supply, your own energy supply. You have to educate your kids. And but all of these things are good things, because before you were letting the government do that. You know, people were in sports. Now sports are completely topsy-turvy. Guys can be in women's sports. Women have been totally, you know, minimized, because now men can be in their sports, who typically physically are much more, you know, have more acumen physically than women do. And so you have a lot of women who are getting up to the Olympic level who can't compete anymore. They can't get there because in the United States, it's some guy is competing against them.
Yeah, some biological man is going to beat them in America. Then the Olympics won't let it. The Olympics is not letting that, but America is starting to. So then right. A woman can't even make it to the Olympics to even. I mean, it's insane. Yeah. This is insanity.
Yeah. So, but it, like I say, the inmates have control of the asylum. And see, they're going to do everything so it'll never change again, because they spent 4 years in the minority and it drove them crazy. So they don't want to go crazy anymore. So now they're going to, you know, make Washington DC a state, try and push Puerto Rico into becoming a state, which has always been a red herring. And, you know, whatever it takes, stack the courts, put 20 members on the Supreme Court. Whatever it takes, you know, the voting machines are already fixed. There'll never, ever be a fair election again. You know,
what does that say to people? I think people are really, seeing that, what you just said about the voting machines. I mean, you know, everyday people, not somebody of your intelligence and on a show like this, but I mean, you know, my aunt sees this, and, what are the ramifications for that if they believe that?
Well, government has lost respect, let's put it that way, but they still hold a lot of power through the goons, the good agencies. You know, there's a lot of agencies that were never elected. So they talk about democracy. We don't live in a democracy. It's really a republic, but you have all these agencies that have grown out of government, which have tremendous control over all kinds of things in people's lives. You know, whether it's the EPA or whether it's, pick an agency. And what they do is, they have control over people's lives, and they were never elected. And they go on and on. They consider a president. They come and go, but the agencies go on and on. The president is a temporary office holder and doesn't affect what goes on in the agencies. So you
it's
find
a hood ornament. The president becomes a little more than a hood ornament.
Yeah, that's right.
What's your thoughts about just overall I say vaccination, but it's really not medically. It's not even a vaccination. It's a genetic therapy, or it's CRISPR. It's a mutation, whatever. This COVID shot push, what do you make any of this?
Well, you know, you have a lot of people. You were mentioning David Icke was on your program the other day. The other day, was it, or recent?
Like a couple of weeks. I don't even remember. Time goes so quick. But, yeah. Recently.
Yeah, I have a good David Icke story. I met David when it was like 2002. We were at a UFO, International UFO Congress. meeting, and he had a booth right across from me.
Wow.
Recently, I was on an interview on a radio show, and this woman called in. She said she was in an open discussion forum with David Icke and a bunch of other people, and somebody said, where can you get good science books? So she wrote my name in. She was immediately knocked off the system and was sent a message that she could never be on that again. And this was wow. like a platform that was hosting the David Icke session. And wow. so it was the platform that bumped her off. So anyway, a lot of the discussion, I kind of left I did a lot of initial writing back in February on the COVID and all of that. And everything I said back then has come true, that there would be a second wave and a third wave and it'd be worse. You know, the second one, so-called virus, would be worse. And then you would need a second vaccine and a third one and, you know, whatever vaccine, call it what you want. Everything I said was true. It came true. And, I mean, you can see this rolling out, that they're just not going to let go. This is the people who hunger for power, and they've got the, like a dog with an old shirt. You're not going to get that shirt away from that dog. Not without destroying the shirt.
That's
too.
A great analogy. Okay, so you're kind of looking at this kind of like I am. They almost have to, from my estimation, they got to get some people to start dying pretty quick so that, because too many people are waking up and thinking that this is way overblown. So they're going to have to do something where some people really are dying pretty fast to add some legitimacy to this. That's my thinking. Your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, there's no statistics that are valid in any of this, you know, because they keep pumping up, well, you know, more people died today than ever before. You know, you see the news headlines. It's all fake news. You know, it's all made up. You know, people go to the hospital where all this is going on and there's nobody there.
Hold on. We got the break. Oh, man. Now, boy, that came quick. You're listening to The Power Hour. You're listening to James Buchanan, very important discussion. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We're on the other side. JMCCSKY.com. Power. Stay tuned.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural. And harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding product, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you eat your man of food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Always thank you for your support, ladies and gentlemen. And we're here because of you, and that's been that way for a long time, obviously, even with Joyce. Joyce, one of the pioneers of this dynamic of an independent radio show. The independent radio model of a show like this, she was one of the pioneers of it, of having a store, selling the products, getting people on, and so that you have control. Because it's not like we can go to Salem Radio. It doesn't matter how good of a radio host I am. It doesn't matter how engaging or controversial or whatever. It doesn't matter. I can't go on Salem Radio and say these things that I'm saying. And so the people need to support this. And so this is kind of a example, metaphor in a much larger scale of what's going on about independence and about, you know, taking things and doing it yourself and that you're a part of this. I mean, I think you should be commended. You're just part of this community and have been, many of you for 20 plus years have been part of that community and what that means. You're an American. I mean, that's what this show, you're an American if you're involved with this show and you're independent and you're supporting this and you're praying for this and listening and taking this information and sharing it with people. And that's the power. So that somebody in a suit and a tie and real whitened teeth and her hair is nice and want to lecture you about how you need to listen to the world government and that Donald Trump is bad or whatever is bad or whatever and lecture you about go line up and get your shot. This, you were able to present contradictory information, very high level, some of the best minds in the country on this subject because of you. Your ingenuity, your desire for the truth is defeating their corporate dollars, their sparkle, and their Hollywood sets. You should be very proud of that. and you should be encouraged and emboldened. And I think the first half hour talking to James, kind of what he sees going on, I agree with him. Just I see it polarizing, to be honest with you. I see it polarizing. They're lining up to take this shot, but yet you have other people that are doing just like these accountants he's talking about. They're not supporting this anymore. It's fantastic.
Daniel.
Anyway, yes, sir.
Daniel, I want to mention something here that if you look at the shots, people are not going out and getting the shots. And these places are empty. You know, they're not delivering shots because there's no need for them. People are not going and getting shots is the bottom line. And, of course, if you're a worker in a healthcare facility, they're going to come in and make you take it. They're the front line. And there again at the Stupid Bowl, they had 7,500 people who had been vaccinated who work in health facilities there as part of the introduction to the Stupid Bowl.
I turned that off when Joe and his wife got up there and wanted to lecture me about distancing and the vaccine. I turned it off. I went 8 years, and I probably heard about, you know, 15 minutes of Obama speaking that I actually listened. I turned it off every time. I will never listen to him. Never. This cannot be accepted. This is like battered wife. You don't sit there and get your brains beat out by somebody and be ignored and be marginalized and be abused and then go back to them and think that they're legitimate and give them your power. You don't do that. They are not legitimate. This is not legitimate. The Power Mall. Let me get the
poll that I look at.
Yes, let me get the PowerMall.com in, James, before we go. Okay. The PowerMall.com. I was getting to a point. I was rambling, but the PowerMall.com 877-817-9829. You know the number, ladies and gentlemen. All of this is because you want to go buy the great products that we have there. You buy from the good guys, as Joyce always said. So thank you, and you're welcome for what we do. Anyway, getting back to you in the Stupid Bowl. go ahead. You had a comment, or you want to?
Yeah, it's the last one I'm going to watch. You know, you have all this woke, politically correct commentary, and you got our hero, the nurse. You know, and that's all great, but it's not part of sports. And the issue is that they're politicizing everything. And it's interesting, I heard one commentator say that golf now outranks the Super Bowl for people watching it.
Wow.
And so because golf is not catering to that, you know, to that political correctness theme. They're keeping it out of there. They're keeping it on golf. And golf only, and, you know, these, I did watch part of the Stupid Bowl, and I turned it off. I just turned it off because, I was just disgusted with the whole thing. And I think these sports should fail. They were once an American mainstay, but they've turned into something completely different, there are a number of other reasons too, but it was just like, no more. Not gonna watch this. And then the halftime, I watched specifically for the halftime show, which was a satanic ritual with, that's the only thing you can say about it. And I watched it specifically to see what they would pull off, because in the past it's been, the laundry list of I won't name any names, but,
creepy
is the only thing you can say about them. So anyway, you know, that does it. They've turned the sport into a show place for satanic rituals, for disinformation, for trying to promote the latest government push, for people that are getting, isn't it great? Everybody's cheering for the 7,500 heroes who got their shot. Yeah. I mean, talk about in your face, no more, you know, government, football, basketball, bye-bye. Take this stuff and stick it where the sun don't shine.
Ooh, that's pretty strong from you.
Yeah.
You know, you're bringing up a much bigger thing. Again, I use my relatives because I talk to them a lot, but my aunt. And we were talking about, okay, you remember Hydroxy when you got banned from YouTube for talking about Hydroxy, or you got, you know, whatever, the vote. I mean, all these things, doctors being threatened. She literally had doctors that would not even begin to prescribe hydroxy. And my wife, my aunt dealt with the COVID situation. They would not prescribe it because they were going to get fired. They were told they would be fired if they were prescribed, if they would prescribe hydroxy, not even mention ivermectin. And to think about the level of concert, the level of conspiracy for all these major avenues, whether it's big tech, whether it's corporate media, whether it's the medical industry, all of them operating in absolute lockstep concert. What other conclusion can you come to except this is a conspiracy? What other conclusion could you possibly come to? And well, go ahead, James.
I know doctors, and I know people that work in alternative medicine that are literally doctors that have their own business and clients in various types of what you might call alternative medicine. And they've installed these things piece by piece, for example, standards of care. Now, you're not going to get paid by an insurance company if you do anything except the standard of care. They're not going to pay you. So the insurance companies are in on it. It's a way of protecting everybody and maximizing profits at the expense of the people, you know, and not providing good medical care to boot.
Well, now they're not only a standard of care, and you won't get paid by insurance, you'll lose your license if you do some of these things. In some of these states, we're already seeing this.
So right now, it's you can pretty much predict. I haven't been to a doctor in decades, and I won't go to a doctor. I mean, if I break my arm, I'll find somebody that can set my arm and put a cast on it. And so in that case, you might need an X-ray to see where the break is or something. But in terms of anything else, did you notice that the cancer rates went down? The sudden infant death syndrome rates went down because people were no longer going to the doctor.
Well, also, death by doctor is the third leading cause of death in America. The CDC reported, this is their numbers, this is not mine, that there were 925 cases of flu this flu season, and last season there were 38 million. How is that possible?
Yeah, that just tells you what's going on. They all became COVID cases.
Yeah, both those numbers are asinine. They're not even ridiculous. They're beyond ridiculous. What's a word beyond asinine? I don't know.
I'm not sure. I'll tell you off air.
Well,
when we talk later.
Yeah, Bravo Sierra. I mean, that's the two initials. Bravo Sierra, ladies and gentlemen.
Right. There you go. Yeah.
Use your imagination. David Icke, I wanted to clear up something. You mentioned David Icke, that you were kicked off that platform. It wasn't David Icke kicking you off. Clear that up so people...
it was the platform that they were on, and it was not David Icke kicking the person off. So let's just make that clear. It was the platform that they were on, and somebody mentioned my name. And this has been going on for literally decades. I'm the original YouTube banned person. This started long before Alex Jones or long before anybody else. When YouTube first came out, somebody would type my name or my webpage into a comment in the blog after a video, and it would immediately be taken down.
Why are they so scared?
I can proudly wear the badge of honor that I'm the original person, as far as I'm aware, that was banned from YouTube.
Why were they so scared of you?
And also Google. If you did a Google search on my name, all of this other garbage would come up, and nothing about my own webpage. It wouldn't direct you to my webpage.
Why were they so scared of you?
Well, let's go back to the 90s or even the 80s before there really was internet. I was stomping on NASA and exposing the military part of science. I call it military science. You might call it tier one. But when we got into the 90s, that's when all H broke loose with the Hale-Bopp issue. The fact that I was digging around and discovered that they had found out about Hale-Bopp years before, and I started relating it to the work of Robert Harrington at the Naval Observatory, and exposing this on major league radio, on Art Bell show, etc., where at the time I was a regular guest. And so, and they were very afraid of my ability to reach the public, exposing exactly what they were doing. And at the time, I was saying things and I could see them, but now I really have a full picture of what happened back then. And I just released a book last year on Planet X Update 2020, The Real History of Planet X. And so I know how the CIA was involved, George Bush Sr., Bill Clinton, the CIA, and NASA, the Vatican, all of the players involved.
Why were they?
They were in, because the outer space stuff is like what they consider their domain, like their sacred area. And to be honest with you, they really didn't know what was going on. They were searching for answers too. And it just turned out that the work that I had done was at the core of all of this. In the mid-1990s, I was working with Russian scientists on deciphering a lot of the data about the sun, about the Earth interaction, about Earth weather, about atmospheric electricity. And I'm just doing my science work. And then in the mid-2000s, I come out with my prime number work. They were using prime numbers, like 9/11 was targeted that date because it was the secret societies, the weirdos in the Vatican and the CIA used prime numbers to target their dates because they thought there was no pattern. What I did is I published the pattern of the prime numbers and how to calculate them and how they were related. So it seems like everything I do steps right in the middle of their dog pile.
What does that feel like? Does that feel creepy, or what does that feel like?
Well, it's pretty strange because, you know, if you look at all of the universities that do math analysis on prime numbers, nobody ever saw what I came up with. Nobody ever in history came up with that same solution. But I did it at a time when they were using prime numbers also for encryption, for computer encryption and firewall encryption. And I broke it overnight. And, so it's like, it seems everything I do seems to end up in this major controversy, but it's okay. I mean, I'm just doing my work. But going back to the comet stuff, they are deathly afraid of people becoming aware of things going on in outer space.
Why?
And because it's their power thing. If people realize that they can control what's going on Earth, they can control the news media. But if people see something up in the sky like a big comet, it immediately triggers almost a primordial gene in people, like a deer smelling the human scent. It's in their genes to be afraid. And so it's like in the human genome to be afraid of big comets. And they want to dispel that as much as possible, because if people woke up to that type of thing, they'd realize that these world leaders, all the way up to the Vatican, don't have any power at all. You know, they're the man behind the curtain. And that's what they're afraid of.
Wow. So you're saying if we really understood how perilous our existence was here and what's going on, then we wouldn't give credence or any power to, you know, these institutions that you're talking about. Is that basically what you're saying?
Exactly. That's it in a nutshell.
Wow.
And they are just deathly afraid. It's the top number one thing that they want to keep from the public. So, I mean, I could go on and on about this whole issue. But just turning the corner a little bit, what I tell people to do is just ignore the news, ignore the government, ignore the football games, you know, ignore organized sports and especially professional sports. I like non-professional sports, because those people are out there playing because of interest, because they're playing the sport for the love of the sport. But professional sports has gone off out into left field beyond, government, Biden is not the president. He's not the president of anything. He's a guy they put in there. He's a placeholder until the next move comes along. And he won't be there very long. People talk about Biden. He's a nobody. He's a guy that can't even give a talk at the beginning of the Super Bowl. His wife had to talk for him. How many times did Ronald Reagan's wife talk for him? Did John Kennedy's wife talk for him? Did Trump's wife talk for him? No. I mean, Joe Biden can get three sentences out, you know. So his wife's got to talk for him. I mean, come on. It's just goofy.
I want to talk about your wing generator. Why don't you tell everybody, I know they've heard it before, I think they really need to consider independence in general, and you've done marvelous work in that area. Just tell us about independence, how important it is, what kind of things we need to look at, and then specifically your work with the wing generator and the like.
Well, to start with, everybody gets their power now, the electricity from the Central Power Company. They are all failing, all of them. The infrastructure they didn't keep up. They've heavily invested in three-blade wind turbines and solar that don't work. They've invested in nuclear power plants that are beyond their commissioned lifetime, and they don't have the money to shut them down or keep them going. They're a disaster. And so very soon, a lot of power companies, they're financially destroyed internally, and they simply cannot keep going. They're underpowered. All of a sudden, you're going to bring on electric cars, double the electricity demand, and there's no electricity to provide for them.
How stupid is that? I hate to interject, but how stupid is that? I mean, that's about the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Right. And so anyway, the electrical industry is just a railroad train heading for the trestle, and there ain't no bridge. That's the best way you can talk about it. They're all going to fail. So if farms and ranches, people like that, need independent power. And it's not only electricity, water, food, et cetera. I'm trying to convince farmers, especially like the big farmers, to convert some of their land into four-season greenhouses where they can produce high-concentration crops year-round. And to do that, you need energy, and so the wind energy is where you're going to get the energy to do that. So, and that's just one example of things I'm working on in the background. That's why I say good, and I hate to say this, but good for COVID. It got the schools and universities shut down. Great. It was long overdue. All you got to do now is stop paying the people. There's these teachers that are still getting paid. Can you believe that? And so anyway, the schools shut down. The governments are, you know, in chaos. People have realized who the goofy people are that are running the municipal government or the county or the state governments, et cetera. They've been exposed now. So people know who they are. But basically, you know, the government is not going to solve any of your problems anymore. So you just become independent. And a lot of people are moving out of the cities, and I'm not recommending that people just pack up their bags and move, but I can tell you a lot of people are. And the first thing they're going to need is independence for energy, water, food, you know, and you can live on 5 acres. You can do very nicely with technology that's available today. Have internet and educate your kids with like-minded people. There are examples in history where the people just left the cities. The Mayans, you know, they don't really know why. It could have been a drought. But I think it's because the government just got out of whack, like is going on today. You look at the French Revolution. I mean, the leaders just got way out of whack. And so it just came tumbling down. And, you know, government, how can government keep going on today when, like this year, 40% of the people aren't even going to file taxes because they didn't make any money? Well, I mean, this place is going to come tumbling down. There ain't no more United States to look at. So it's time to bundle up your stuff, take what you have, buy some property, and go take care of yourself. Simple.
You know, You know, one, you talk about COVID, which is a blessing. There's a meme that said, let's close schools to stop the spread of, and you think they're going to say COVID. Let's close the schools to stop the spread of communism. I thought, wow, that's powerful.
That's true. That's true. They're just, the schools are a disaster from top to bottom. You know, the information. The only problem is now everybody's online trying to get an education, and that's even worse. You know, the programming that's going in. And all this stuff was canned and ready to go. Google Education and all the canned courses. You know, these teachers are not teaching courses. The school buys a canned course for math, fifth grade, and the teachers go down to the Caribbean and spend the winter in the Caribbean. They're not teaching. They're not doing anything, you know.
How can people learn about some of the products that you've developed? I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this is no backyard science. I mean, this is very high level stuff, and to be able to talk to somebody like this is a very astute scientist that we're talking about. How can people learn about your wing generator, some of your other filter products, and get independent with some of these? What's the best way to learn?
Well, just my webpage. I plan on spending some time there, jmccsci.com. And for the wing generator, there's a questionnaire that you fill out to get started. And what that is to do is to weed out the people that really don't understand what it's all about, number one, and then concentrate on the people that really have the ability to get an off-grid system or even an on-grid system. I mean, they're both available. And with that, then you, to have water, you need power, electrical power, whether it's a well, whether it's a filter system, reverse osmosis, whatever water system you have is going to need energy. And then also, especially in the United States, four-season, the ability to grow four-season crops in a small area, concentrated, the grow towers with lighting, etc.
Turn that down, Todd. Todd, turn it down. That's loud. Turn it way down. James, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Ladies and gentlemen listening, I would encourage you, make your life great. I want you independent. I want you happy. I want you healthy. I want you successful. I want you free as God intends you. And all these things that we've given you, all this information, it's not just for your entertainment. It's for your life. It's for your future and your children's future. James, last word is yours. You've got about 10 seconds.
Just be positive. Move into the future. Take control of your future, and you'll be a lot happier.
Absolutely. There's power in independence, and it's a good feeling. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you soon. Catherine Austin Fitz is coming later this week, too. So, bye-bye.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.